Nowadays, there are many different ways to meet people and to date, given the drastic influence advanced technology has had on the new generations. One thing we have found is that older men tend to be skeptical and very apprehensive when it comes to approaching younger women out of fear that they will be rejected for their age. But here is a little secret, guys. A lot of women, especially younger women in their 20s and 30s, love to date older men for many different reasons. But how do you attract younger women without coming across as creepy? Well, fear not, we have some tips and tricks for you to try out and to get that first date. So settle down and get those pens out, take some notes, and be prepared to be fighting them off one after the other. Let's dive into it. Like and subscribe. Be mature. A lot of young women avoid dating guys their own age simply because they do not have the energy and the time to go through the hoops and games that young men create, thinking that being in a relationship with them should be so difficult. No one wants to wake up in the morning and have to guess whether their partner wants to be with them or not, right? So if you can be mature about any situation thrown at you, then you are already in a league of your own in the eyes of a younger woman. Did you know it's been said that men don't fully mature mentally until around the age of 40? How shocking is that? Just know that she does not want to battle with you at every corner about the littlest thing. Whether that be about picking somewhere to eat or making a decision that could impact your lives as a couple. Having a difference of opinion is completely normal, but it's how you come to a mutual agreement and compromise that will set you apart from the younger man, who are more likely to throw their toys out of the pram and demand they get their own way or they walk away. Imagine walking on eggshells knowing that the relationship ending is always at the forefront of your partner's mind if they don't get their own way. If you start dating someone and then come to the realization that your heart isn't in it, you're not compatible, or you're no longer interested, be mature to voice this opinion to prevent either of you wasting any more time and effort into getting to know each other. It may not be what she wants to hear, but I can guarantee she will respect you a lot more for it. Communicate. Communication is the key to any relationship working, whether that be a relationship between parents and children, friends and family members or a partner. Unfortunately, humans cannot read minds, no matter how many times people wish for it to be a thing. If you communicate with your partner about the things that you do and do not want in a relationship, things that you expect from the relationship, and ways in which you want to develop within the relationship, then it leaves little to no room for either party to stress and overthink about the things they do not know. If you have a busy day of work ahead of you and you know that you will not be able to communicate with your partner, then just send a quick text message. For example, "Hey, I have a busy day of meetings today, so I can't really be on the phone. I will check in when I have the chance. Have a lovely day." And I can promise you that this type of communication will make your partner's day. Young women love communication as it helps settle any anxieties or insecurities they may have. No games. The dating world is constantly evolving, so one way of working your magic on one lady could be a complete turn-off for another. However, all women will agree that they hate being a part of any mind game or game in general when it comes to guys and dating. A woman doesn't want to play all of these games and jump through hoops to prove her feelings for her partner. And if you avoid this playing field, then you will be on the road to success without even trying. Younger men love to play games with women, getting them to prove their loyalty through ridiculous tasks that they wouldn't do, may I add, and using that as a way to determine if they should be dating or not. So if you want a younger woman to fall in love with you, avoid being this type of jerk and leave the games for the kids in the schoolyard. Hygiene. This may come as a surprise to you older men because it is a basic human practice, but showering daily and keeping a personal level of hygiene is massively requested from younger women. A lot of young men spray too much deodorant and think that's enough effort to keep a woman interested. It's not. It just masks the smell of sweat and poor hygiene. It doesn't make you feminine to want to look after yourself physically. Getting your hair cut, beard groomed, and even your nails manicured should you wish doesn't make you feminine. So if you learn anything from this video, it is that showering and brushing your teeth is a basic practice that everyone should follow, so please do it. Be honest. We've all been told by our parents that honesty is the best policy. And although it may not always seem like the best thing to do in order to prevent someone's feelings getting hurt, it is the best policy to live by. Always tell the truth, even if you know it's not what they want to hear. The level of respect you will earn from a younger woman just by being honest to her is massive. They would rather be hurt by the truth and protected by a lie that will more likely be brought up later on in life and cause more hurt than the original truth. Make an effort. The littlest bit of effort can go very, very far. There's something very exciting about hearing the words, "Be ready for 8 p.m., we've got plans." Regardless of what those plans are, younger women will be really happy that you've made the effort to make plans without her having to constantly ask you to make plans or to make the plans herself. This shows that you are just as interested in her as she is with you, and that you value the time you spend together enough to come up with a way for you to spend time with each other on your own. It might sound very minor and almost silly to you, but you have no idea how much it means to her that you've made that effort. Some other ways that you can make an effort could be when she has completed a work project that she has been working hard for over the past couple of months. You can congratulate her for finishing it, you can cook her a nice meal, buy her her favorite flowers, or make it really easy, simply ask her to open up and to talk about her emotions when you notice she's having a down day. Sometimes it's as easy as just being active in the conversations that you are having together. Asking her follow-up questions about the things that she is discussing is enough to make her feel appreciated and respected by you. Being spontaneous. Older men have a stereotype of being lazy and almost like a couch potato. However, a lot of young women want their partner to be spontaneous as they feel it keeps the romance alive and allows the relationship to create memories and adventures together. So if you want to make a young woman fall in love with you, work on being spontaneous. Maybe you've always wanted to go canoeing down a waterfall, or maybe you've wanted to do something really extreme like jumping out of a plane, or even something small like waking up in the morning and deciding to go on a day trip to the village next door. Any type of spontaneous action will have that younger woman falling at your feet. Confidence. Finding confidence in yourself is not as easy as it sounds, and we understand that. But even if you fake it until you make it, having confidence and being comfortable in your own skin is a massive turn on for women. The way that you carry yourself and speak to others speaks volumes on how confident you are as a person and how polite you are. Nobody wants to be that girl who is in a restaurant with her partner whilst he shouts at the waiter for just doing his job. Talk about embarrassing. Those who have confidence about themselves and morale will treat everyone with the same level of respect, regardless of their age, gender, job title, etc. Hopefully you haven't benched yourself thinking that you are too old to bag a babe, especially the younger ones. It's important to know that to a certain extent, age is not a deciding factor when it comes to dating. Of course, if you are looking to date someone who is still in full-time education, then that could be a problem subject to your age. However, younger women do love older men for many different reasons, so don't write yourself off until you've given it a try.